that's just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being used to secure what was in the system. Well, this is just a point that is not already being this law was passed in March of this year, and it's included in one of the contractors, which is a low trend in which the credit reasons were largely contested. And so there really was a good way to capture that data, and I'm not actually sure if we tackled as much of this area as the data we did produce, which is obviously the data that was here that just come way better out here to preserve them than what's out there.
Good morning, may it please the courts, I am Karen Gardner Sands from the Bureau of the Attorney General's Office, here on behalf of the defendants, the Secretary of State's Office, Secretary of State Michelle Reagan, and Attorney General Mark Rubenbench. I will be splitting my time with the attorney for the Arizona Office of Liberty and Fair Care defendants. Your Honor, the district court's abuse of discretion when it denied defense motion for stringent enforcement of HB 2023. The court applied correct legal standards on Section 2, and the courts applied a correct standard for the constitutional claims and the factual determinations that the court made. Should not be disturbed. I think there's no clear error. The court properly balanced the burden on voters and the state's interests with the constitutional issues. As the court said to the Federal Voter Registration Project case, review of the trial of the preliminary injunction is a much matter of the case and literally is a provincial issue. The district court's written rights and the decision stands.
What about the district court statements? What does the district court want to do to necessary to show a violation of the is there a basis for this rule that the court expressed?
Indeed, I'm not aware of any cases specifically, but if you look at the cases, especially some of the more recent cases, that's the only way you can get through the first step of the Section 2 analysis.
The district court says there's going to be certain circumstances. The Supreme Court says there's going to be certain circumstances. There's certain cases that there's going to be certain circumstances. The district court said no, just the defendants. What's the point of the defendants?
Your Honor, there must be proven a disparate impact on the defendants and the institutions. Minority voters and other minority voters. And I'm not actually thinking of a way to do that without showing using some sort of quantitative or statistical evidence.
Okay, so how could that possibly occur pre-judicially? Because the attorney very much is saying that the normal and long measure is to act on what versus minority voters. And so there's an official quote. How can you imagine that quantitative evidence is the best service in serving the basic
For a number of elections, early voting has been in years and years and years and years, and it's become far more prevalent in recent years. So look to how it's been used in the past, and from there you could draw a conclusion as to who would affect.
So you have
why the full universe of the evidence is in the record. There are declarations from people who say that their people from whom they collect ballots are retired people. Overwhelmingly, people of retired age are white. And the other thing is that it is a little bit skewed because you have the non-collectors who are targeting minority communities who have provided these declarations. But there's their information record from one of the non-collectors who was involved in a conversation called Citizens for Better Arizona. Their first action was a recall collection in a part of the city's area that is very heavily white. It's a Republican legislature who was recalled and replaced by another Republican legislature in the eastern portion of the city's area. So the answer there is not wholly, it doesn't show that it's all there are, however, communities within the state that are rural, very rural, that are fully white. We heard about that. Hillsdale, of course, the community in the north portion of the state. In addition, I think there's a couple of other issues here. One of them is really where there's factual determinations. The weight of the evidence that were determined by the district court as to what was correct. In the case of the evidence about the full combination, is that the evidence about the electoral service, and therefore, what plans forward as evidence that they're using the function of the administration is the legislator who represents the districts in which these portions of each line contacted the general office and asked about the people there and the electoral service. That's the use of the instrument. It's not the people that were necessarily using that connection. People who only speak on the phone vote the early ballot because it's not for written privilege. So they have the ballots translated orally and it's recorded. Those people are much more likely to vote in person.
Thank you, Chair. This was a ceremony. The city ceremony where these 100% of small people might support.
And again, as a member of the legislature contacting the post office, finding out about who is the mail service, but not saying that those people are using ballot collection. She's just saying that she was talking about the phone secretary.
I think it was the rest of us that have a collection of secretary of the both areas, but I think it's
I think it would be a hard were going to comment on the poll tax and the data collected here that these groups have engaged in ballot collections in at least 2008. We are in a position to know who they collect ballots from. And the state received those ballots. They received to the county recorder's office. There's no way to tell who the voter was or how they engaged in ballot collection. That's part of the problem here. There's also no way to tell where the ballots came from or where they were in the interim. It's in the state's interest to have that chain of custody information. And that's one of the reasons the state has implemented this federal election regulation, which does confer with regulations in a majority of other states. 56% of the states with Arizona have regulations on who may return an early ballot. In Arizona, that's not an example. Your Honor, this California is section 18403 of the election code, and that an early briefing before this court indicated that California's repeal is flawed and that the incorrect system being amended to provide that the voter may designate a certain person to return the ballot, and that person may not receive compensation for doing so. No, Your Honor, Indiana also faces a felony. New Mexico makes it a class 4 felony for someone under the voter and family member or household member to return the ballot. There are other states that have this felony provision, Your Honor. And the penalty imposed by the state is in the state's discretion, the legislative discretion, to determine how best to calibrate and the interest here. The district court properly reviewed all the evidence that the plaintiffs put forth. Considering the alternative, even evidence submitted at the last meeting with the reply brief, they respectfully disagreed their burden here to show that the law is unconstitutional and that it has a disparate impact. The Republican Party's interests, Your Honor, they of course fully joined in all the arguments made by the state. It has an effect that they should be placed in context of other state regulations. A case made by the plaintiffs from the First Amendment claims Project Vote versus Blackwell out of Ohio acknowledges that Ohio's law there was an outlier. So this is persuasive and informative information about how many other states do this and how many other subjects make this ability. Significantly, also, cases cited by the plaintiffs from other circuits made the law cases easy out of the Fifth Circuit, Mercori out of the Fourth, both note that the mail-in ballot fraud is a significant concern and an actual problem since the ECF 56 and Mercori edit pages 61 and 62. Many activities learned upon the state require direct participation. This is jury duty, the military draft, voting in person at the polls, obtaining a driver's license. Early voting in Arizona is a significant benefit provided to voters, and for 27 days, Arizona has an extensive early voting period. Your Honor, in the ER at 1125, that 77% of Arizona voters use early voting in the legislative history, and that was actually one of the pieces of quantitative evidence that inspired the legislature to adopt the law to make it consistent with Arizona's in-person voting requirements. There simply has to be successful regulation of who can return an early ballot so that the chain of custody is preserved. And voters and the state, the first ballots are actually delivered and counted. Most states have some regulations, often a written process, in which a voter may designate who can return their ballot. Pre-2023, Arizona did not even have that. And so the district court properly considered all the evidence here to not abuse its discretion in doing so. And we respectfully request that this court defer to its order. Its judgment is in tune with the district here, as we saw in Gonzalez, and the district court properly applied the circuit's law in using Gonzalez. And then the state did so in applying its judgment here. As we saw recently from the circuit, Public Integrity Alliance, our system is one of dual sovereignty. It's a system of democratic federalism, This is a domain permit. The state can access laboratories for experimentation to devise various solutions when the best solution is far from clear. So the state is prepared to devise its best solution in a situation in election law where the best solution is often far from clear, and the state's determination is legislative judgment is entitled to deference. And we respectfully request that the district court's order be affirmed.
Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to pivot to the mediator's importance. I didn't talk about it at all, but I first want to say that your honor's resolution that decoration is not the distinction of the American conservation terms and conditions to the health balance in San Luis Obispo State of Dental Community. I'm surprised, and I think the record reflects that the issue, and the personnel issue that was raised, the oftentimes in your sentence, carrier this as well. I don't like to say that to yourself enough time to get the ballot in, but in especially in series, we don't have on the community service as we can just screen all changes of this file to screen the screen of the change that sort of the opening disenfranchise. If the state is full, they can't enforce this rule. The state actually represented this report that it would not be a problem, if this was something that the appropriation plan would be much faster than we have. Essentially, to Andy's verdict, your honors, of course, that claim does require a sampling of district impact, and it doesn't rely upon racial district impact. And here, what we have, all the evidence of record is a significant burden on communities and people that have stopped.
You're looking told us that we have given deference to this district court's determination of whether it was current and what significant or
unsignificant
of the
year.
Do you read that?
I don't
think
it's clear.
This is a question we
have to decide. I think it's a mixed question of fact. All your honor, the idea is supporting his honor's sense of the science, you know, where you have to pay the burdens. It's clear.
It's a mixed question of fact. I mean, all those questions of fact, which are in the legislative decision, should be reviewed on clear error, and some of them are clearly in question, should be cleared
and approved. Right. One legal question, your honor, and one of the errors in this report made is it didn't include the community impact. And so, as a pronouncing your honor, the Geno Nation, that is,
probably the reason why they probably think it's
indicator of evidence, I would say, at best, of a flaw in the effort. And we have a much fuller record, both in this case and in the case law that has developed since Crawford, of the non-existence of fraud. And, of course, in particular in this case, after all the efforts and all this method and question, this law might disenfranchise thousands of people on the line, and again, not one single instance of fraud, and it should be needed in the light of social media, and it should continue to exist under the familiar circumstances of this justification. Or such features more narrowly tailored cases that would have actually spoken to, which is all of these documents that have been placed in the documents. They reject these. This is really not about fraud. It's about limiting a method of voting that's used by the American executives and people who are democratic.
Thank you. The case is certainly a significant part of the session. Thank you all for your arguments. Thank you.